Welcome to our AI podcast. Here are the news of the day. Check out this news. Adobe AI video tools and others aim at streamlining corporate media content creation. Here's a quick summary. Adobe's introduction of the Firefly video model, part of its Creative Cloud suite, aims to revolutionize corporate media by enabling quick and cost-effective video content production. This AI tool, which automates tasks such as editing and color correction, leverages licensed footage and supports over 100 languages. While it enhances creative control and efficiency, it doesn't replace the need for creativity, as noted by industry professionals. Firefly competes with similar AI video tools from companies like Runway and Synthesia. By streamlining video creation, it's expected to significantly alter marketing strategies and reduce campaign costs. This just in, NVIDIA just dropped a new AI model that crushes OpenAI's GPT-4, no big launch, just big results. Briefly, NVIDIA released a new AI model that outperforms popular models like OpenAI's GPT-4. The model achieved top scores on several benchmarks, including 85.0 on the Arena Hard benchmark and 57.6 on Alpaca Eval 2 LC. NVIDIA created this model by refining Meta's open-source Llama 3.1 model using advanced training techniques. The model excels at handling complex queries without additional prompting and demonstrates a nuanced understanding of language. NVIDIA is offering free access to the model through its build.nvidia.com platform, making advanced AI technology more accessible to businesses. This just in, small but mighty. H2O.AI's new AI models challenge tech giants in document analysis to summarize. H2O.AI, a leading AI company, has released two new AI models, the H2OVL Mississippi 0.8B and the H2OVL Mississippi 2B, that challenge the dominance of tech giants in document analysis. The 800 million parameter H2OVL Mississippi 0.8B model outperformed larger models with billions more parameters on the OCR bench text recognition task, demonstrating the power of smaller specialized AI models. Meanwhile, the 2 billion parameter H2OVL Mississippi 2B model showed strong general performance across various vision language benchmarks. H2O.AI aims to make AI technology more accessible by providing these efficient, cost-effective models that can be easily fine-tuned for specific document-related tasks, potentially disrupting the current landscape dominated by larger tech companies. Check out this news. With $11.9 million in funding, DUX tells AI models how to answer. In short, the article discusses DUXT, a startup that has raised $11.9 million in funding to build a structured generation solution for language models. Structured generation is a technique that focuses on guiding the output of large language models, LLMs, rather than just the input. DUXT aims to create a more sophisticated tool than existing open source projects like Outlines, offering more features and better performance. The startup's co-founders have backgrounds in Bayesian statistics and believe there is significant demand for flexible and powerful structured generation tools. DUXT plans to accelerate adoption of its technology with a focus on enterprise clients and is convinced that the hype around generative AI has substance. Here's an interesting headline: a critical look at AI image generation. Let me summarize this. AI image generation models like Stable Diffusion Midjourney and Yandex Art learn to create images by analyzing massive datasets of images and their corresponding text descriptions. The sheer volume of data required means the models are trained on a vast array of images, including those from social media, advertising, and media. This diverse training data influences the model's resulting aesthetic styles. For example, Midjourney generates darker images with shadowy elements, while Stable Diffusion produces bright high-contrast outputs. These differences in style can be attributed to factors like pre-prompting instructions, reinforcement learning, fine-tuning, and the char